Thank you, Kim. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include a charity football match and the Duchess of Cambridge records a video to support hospices. But first, families are up in arms after being told to remove toys from a block of flats.
Like most children, there's nothing Wojciech and Hannah Dyniowski enjoy more than a go on their garden trampoline. But the siblings' bouncing days could be numbered after a council ordered that the play equipment be taken away. The pair were reduced to tears when Norwich City Council declared that the trampoline was among a list of items that must be removed from a block of flats in Southwell Road in Norwich. The list included a coffee mug used as an ashtray, garden gnomes and children's toys. One resident, Francine Mays, who was runner-up in the City Council Good Neighbour Awards last year, has also been told to remove a wooden shed in her garden. The residents have been told their gardens are now communal areas and cannot have trip hazards. A council spokesperson said they are due to meet residents to discuss their concerns.
A 9-year-old Norwich boy who died when he picked up an incendiary bomb and threw it on a bonfire is to be remembered at a special ceremony in London 74 years after his death. Cyril Cranmer of Bowers Avenue, Mile Cross, suffered extensive burns to his face, arms and legs after putting a bomb on a bonfire in the garden and died at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in May 1943. Many children who died while handling munitions during the Second World War have been included in one of the two new volumes of Civilian War Dead. A ceremony to mark the 75th anniversary of the raids was held in Earlham Cemetery early on this month and attended by Lord Mayor Marion Maxwell.
The Duchess of Cambridge has asked people to celebrate the extraordinary work of children's hospices in a video shot at a care centre in Norfolk. The soundtrack to the video is Lego House by Each Ambassador Ed Sheeran. Each currently supports 368 children and young people living with a life-threatening condition in Cambridgeshire, Norfolk, Suffolk and North Essex.
A Norfolk police officer who deliberately targeted a solicitor who he pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt after she had represented his ex-wife during their divorce has been dismissed. PC Lawn was found to have breached the standards of professional behaviour and was dismissed without notice. He now has a right of appeal to a police appeals tribunal.
Parents and children grouped together to help tidy one of Norwich's parks. More than 15 bags of rubbish were collected from Kett's Cave Park, Balfour Street, Norwich, with more than 15 families from Mousehold Infant School and George White Junior School taking part in the pick, which was being hosted by Roots, Reconnect with Nature. The event was the first in a summer initiative called From the Roots Up, Outdoor Community Projects, which looks to get more young people involved in looking after their parks and open spaces in the NR3 area with the goal of creating a voluntary group. Norwich City Council supplied litter pickers, gloves and bin bags.
Stars of music, television and film all played a lead role in the fifth instalment of a charity football blockbuster at Carrow Road. Now in its fifth year, Jamie's Game, which is organised by the Community Sports Foundation, CSF, together with Celebrity Soccer, is aimed at raising as much money as possible to encourage disadvantaged and disabled individuals to participate in sport. Speaking after the match, with the cup in his hand, a delighted and champagne-covered Jamie, a CSF junior ambassador who has Down syndrome, said, "I've had a great day." Jamie's Game has so far raised about £230,000, and this weekend's match, which is expected to raise somewhere between £50,000 and £70,000, will ensure even more disabled people and disadvantaged people can be helped.
The name of the Norwich and Peterborough Building Society will have disappeared from the region's high streets by December. Its owners, Yorkshire Building Society, have confirmed the closure schedule for the 28 branches across Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, which will come with the loss of 136 jobs. A Yorkshire Building Society group spokesman said, to help make the transition as smooth as possible, the 28 Norwich and Peterborough branch closures we announced earlier this year will be made in four phases between September and December. This approach, which ensures closures are spread geographically across the region, is designed to minimise the impact on customers and ensure we maintain the high standards of service our members expect. We will be writing to all branch customers to ensure they will be informed of the relevant dates.
That's all from Sarah and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthews for the next part of Chatterbox.